This episode is brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. When you partner with Home Team, you're getting more than a home inspection. You're delivering the home team experience. With a team approach, fast turnarounds, and package options that include home inspection warranties, Home Team helps real estate pros stand out. Plus, many locations now offer pay at close, giving your clients flexibility when they need it most. Schedule your next inspection with confidence at HomeTeam.com.
I chased my dreams and I got this far. I never thought that I would be talking to you or selling and buying millions of dollars worth of property and stuff like that. But I'm an example that no matter what you're doing, if you dancing, if you hustling, if you working at McDonald's, like, you know, you can get here.
Well, hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Color of Money podcast. It is your girl, Julia Lachey, and I am honored to be with my co-host, Uncle Emmerich, Emmerich Peace. Except for last week, he told us he didn't want us calling him Uncle no more because we was making him feel old.
No, I'm good.
And listen, we don't have Bowman Keating, we don't have Daniel Dixon, but we got somebody for you on this week's episode. We have Doug Parsons himself. If y'all don't know Doug Parsons, he is known as the celebrity realtor. And I ain't playing, no joke, Doug Parsons is in the top 1% of real estate agents. He is one of the top 5 real estate agents in the city of Atlanta. He's called the celebrity realtor because, well, obviously, Doug, you help celebrities. Quickly, I want to tell y'all how I met Doug. Same way as Nicole. If you tuned on last week, you know that Nicole was a participant in an event that was hosted called Collaboration Over Competition. It was all the top real estate agents in the city of Atlanta talking about how do we build together? How do we build wealth together? How do we network with each other? How do we collaborate? He was on a panel with Nicole Ambrose, him and some other people. But I got to tell you, Doug is a personality all of his own. Doug is a vibe. Also, Doug is a number one best-selling author. I'm sure he'll tell you all about it, but he's got some books out there that you can get at all the best places. You can get them at Target, can't you, Doug?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so he is featured in Black Enterprise, by the way. If you want to pull that up, they talk about how him and his wife, Dr. Atiya, they call her Blondie, and him have built a legacy. In fact, friends, I'm trying to rush. If it feels like I'm talking fast, it's because Doug is in the Bahamas right now.
Yes.
About to get remarried to his wife, same wife, in the Bahamas, and they got a dinner he's trying to get to. So we're going to run this episode real quick. But Doug, welcome. Tell us about you.
Thank you for having me. This is big for me to be on your platform. As you said, we did meet at the Collaboration Over Competition, which actually the person that really reached out to me, he's actually a huge agent with Keller Williams, and his name is Rod Williams, you know, and he reached out to me. That's actually someone that I mentored, you know, in his career. And now, like I say, he's huge. One of the things I just tell you real quick about me, since you're with Keller Williams, is that he actually gave me the award that he got when he made over $1 million, not sold over $1 million, but made over $1 million. You get the red, you know, with the big medallion. So he gave me that. So that was huge. But a little bit about myself, ex-hustler. I got to keep it real with you guys. I'm an ex-hustler, stopped hustling in 1996, lived in Kentucky for a brief period of time. And then I moved to Atlanta. You know, I changed my life before I left Indianapolis. So came to Atlanta maybe in 99 and got my real estate license and kind of took off from there. You know, and now I sell to celebrities. I flip tons of houses. And also, I'm a 2-time number one best-selling author as well. So, you know.
What's the name of the book? Don't leave the people hanging.
Okay, so the first book that was a number one bestseller is actually called The Art of Flipping Bricks. And this is the Bible for flipping houses. I call it flipping bricks because in my past life, I told you I was a hustler. So I'm also flipping bricks now as I did back in the day. So that's called The Art of Flipping Bricks. And one of the great things I can say about that is it is in Walmart and Books a Million, those type of things. So coming from the world I come from, that's huge for me. And also, the second book is called We Nailed It, and this is with my wife, Real Estate Blondie, and it's called We Nailed It, and it's the blueprint for real estate and relationships. So we was getting a lot of money together, and we saw a lot of people out there, and it was just the spouse or one of the spouses was getting to the bag. So we wanted to kind of pull it all together, and, you know, it's great for you to get money with your significant other.
love that. Beautiful. But thank you for being here. Yes. You a big deal. Now, I know when you say celebrity realtor, people want to know what celebrity, because I did. You were like, celebrity realtor. I said, prove it.
Right.
Who?
So,
and what you say, Doug?
I said, well, I am the celebrity realtor, and some I've got opportunity, and I've been blessed to work with some of the best of them. So, you know, I've worked with the T.I.s and Tiny, and I've worked with Safari, ATL Jacob for a lot of you young guys. I work with him. I also work with, for all the vegans, Slutty Vegan, as well as, you know, and her and Derek also. I've worked with him. He has Big Dave Cheesesteak, you know, Coach K. I can keep going. You know, it's just a blessing.
All of it together is impressive. The fact that you have built an empire with your wife, and you talk about relationships,
right?
Because in real estate, everything is about relationships. But this podcast is about helping people of color, Black people or any people,
right,
build wealth by earning more, learning more,
right,
and doing it together and collectively. So you are exactly what this podcast is about.
Right.
So I'm sure you're going to share with us a little bit about that journey. You told us already how you got in,
right,
to real estate, but how did you become so successful?
A lot of hard work, dedication. I had a lot of days I was broke and didn't have money, you know, and that's really what kept my fire going. But I'll say this, if you're in real estate, you need somebody that's going to inspire you. So I choose to be the inspiration for a lot of people. But I was inspired by a young lady. Well, she's older than me, but her name is Elizabeth Johnson. So I come from the Midwest. So when I saw her, you know, she looked like me, and where I was from, she had cornrows. She was African-American. She took me to her multi-million dollar house and showed me around. And this was all from real estate. And as I said, I came from another world. So it was like for me to see that legitimately, it inspired me so much to sell real estate. So the first thing I did in real estate is I was doing a bunch of broker price opinions, and that's for every major bank in the country. I worked for them. They paid me for my opinion on values. You know what I mean? So like they would send me houses, tons of them. I might do 100 of them a month back then. So I was making well over six figures before I sold a house with my real estate license doing these broker price opinions. So how I got into flipping is, so the banks are paying me to tell them how much the houses are worth, right? So eventually, when it got bad, when the market crashed, they started saying, hey, do you want to sell some of these houses that you valuing for us? I'm like, sure. Hence, I started selling a ton of houses because I was the foreclosure king. You know what I mean? So, and that used to be the name of one of my companies. But so anyway, they gave them to me. But when I started looking at what I was making, and then I would know what I was selling to my investors for, and then they would come back after they renovated the houses and have me sell them for them. And when I saw the tens of thousands or $100,000 that they was making, that's when I kind of said, you know what, I got to actually start buying some of these myself. And that's actually how the Art of Flipping Bricks was born.
That's a beautiful thing, Doug, because that's one of the things that I always say, are you buying what you're selling? So many times we as agents, we're not buying what we're selling, and that's a great place to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question, right? You say you were doing BPOs and then you were selling properties. That was clearly an 8-9. How long have you been in the business?
I've been in the business since 99, so about 25 years. Even before that, my hustle days, you know, I bought houses and renovated them. You know, some of them I rented out. You know, I used to do my personal houses. So I've been playing with real estate, right, 30 years, you know.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
So the book that you have about building and flipping houses, The Art of Flipping, tell us a little bit about that and kind of what the steps are and what you go through in that book.
Okay, so that book, and like you said, you put here to help people get to it. So I'm like, when I wrote this book, it was like a lot of people, like say, for instance, Grant Cardone. Like a lot of people look at Grant Cardone, but a lot of people that I try to reach, they can't resonate with Grant Cardone. So it was like, that's where I come in. But this book literally takes you from A to Z. So when you first read it, you don't have to ever have flipped a house. So you'll look at.
So what's A? I'm curious. What is A?
You need to find your agent. Hey, you need to find your agent that knows what they're doing. Right. You can't just.
Okay. And if you're in Atlanta, I'm guessing that would be you.
If you're in Atlanta and you know, you definitely first definitely got to find an agent, because if you got an agent that don't know the difference between foreclosures or regular retail houses and stuff like that, if they don't have that background in valuing houses and their current value and the value after they're renovated, then you got some problems, because you go out here and you spend a couple $100,000 and these values is not right and you stuck. Oh, it's a terrible thing. You know, it really can turn your life upside down. So the first thing is, like I say, find an agent that know what they're doing. And another thing that you said, you was like, a lot of people not buying what they selling, you know, and that's the problem. But the problem is, a lot of them think they got to have $250,000 cash laying around, and they don't. So when I teach the people, I tell them about hard money and things like that, you know, that you don't have to have $250,000. You don't even have to have great credit. But, you know, if you got other things in place, you know, you can make it happen.
So, okay, then what's B?
B, after you find you're a good agent, then you definitely need to seek out what I was just speaking about, a hard money lender. All right, now you got a guy know what he's doing, right? He's finding you houses, so next you got to buy this house, right? So then you go ahead and you get your hard money. Also, he should have some great contractors that he utilizes. You know what I mean? If he doesn't, that's something definitely you're going to have to seek out. Don't go in the book. Also, it says don't just go to your cousin or your uncle that know how to paint or do drywall or things like that, because they not taking it 9 times out of 10 as serious as you. So you don't want to end up having a property longer than you have to have it.
Home Team Inspection Service is changing the way agents and clients experience home inspections. Their team-based model, streamlined scheduling, and bundled packages, including home inspection warranties, make the process smoother from contract to closing. And with Pay at Close available in many locations, you can give your buyers more peace of mind with less upfront cost. Choose the team that works with yours. Visit HomeTeam.com to learn more.
So you're trying to tell me don't get Cousin Ray Ray to do my drywall?
No, he might say, hey, the other guy's going to charge you $2,000. I'm only going to charge you $500. But you end up having, it takes seem like twice or triple time as long to do the job. And that costs you money, because when you get these hard money loans, you're going to have carrying costs.
Yeah. Time. So you're saying time is money.
Time is money. Big time.
Time is money. Right. Yeah. Okay.
So that's a couple of the steps. And I'm not going to make you give up all the goods. They got to buy your book if they want to know A through Z.
Right.
You gave them A and B.
Right.
But the other part I wanted to talk about in relation to this conversation is this podcast episode is called Building Success Brick by Brick. And so, of course, your book, The Art of Flipping, Flipping Bricks and all of that is great. But the other part of that is the relationship. So talk to us a little bit about not just two things. I'm a first two-part question. First part, talk to us about the importance of building with your wife and family.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask you the importance of relationships with other realtors.
Okay.
So first talk about your wife and that relationship and what that book is about.
Even though my wife, she's had her real estate license now for about 3 years. And like you say, she's a doctor, got a PhD, all that. And she's beautiful, you know. So I just felt like I needed to bring, let me touch on this. I feel like I needed her to bring her in to catch some of the people that I couldn't catch. You know what I'm saying? And it was important for me to build with her, because that's the love of my life. And I just feel like at the point where she got her license, we really started spending a lot of time together business wise. And I didn't want to just be making all this money and she just making a little bit of the money. So, you know, at the point where I felt like she was just my right hand woman, it was like, babe, I just want to bring you in 50-50 on this. It'll be great for our legacy. All the women can see that you can do it too in the real estate business and flipping business as well. So it was really a thought for the whole family. And we actually have meetings, not just with our family, but with our whole extended family, grandmothers, cousins, and all this. And we set up a program actually where no matter what they donate, you know, they can make 15 or 20% off their money every 6 months. So, you know, a lot of them are doing some things to put themselves in position so they can work with us on that note.
So it's not just a business, it's a legacy building adventure.
It is. Actually,
I like that.
Actually, my two sons, one of them is an engineer. He's been an engineer for about 3 years. And my other son, he's in communications. They both just graduated. Well, one graduated from college 3 years ago. One just graduated about a month ago. And they actually just passed their real estate license Friday, I think it was. Friday. One passed Thursday, one passed Friday. So I'm really trying to You know, I sit back and look.
Congratulations.
But
I think that's the beautiful part of the story is how you brought your whole family into it. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, Daniel, our other co-host, he is not on today, but Daniel owns a real estate franchise and the entire staff is his family. And so why do you think it's so important and why was that so important to you to pull your family in like that? Like you said, it's not just your wife. You have your extended family involved in this real estate investing and flipping. Mm-hmm. Why was that so important to you?
It was so important for me, for my legacy, to bring my boys in for the most part. Like, you know, I want them to be able to teach their sons. And they be like, you know, I remember my great, great, great grandfather, Doug Parson, and he was doing this and that. And like, really, that's a whole, you can change generations. You know what I'm saying? You can change a lot of people's lives, you know? So I just wanted to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Some people are doctors and all their kids are doctors. Like, I wanted to be in real estate and my kids and my family be known all over the world and in the country as the real estate family. And I don't care if you're a billionaire, doctor, lawyer, if you work at McDonald's, like, you all got one common thing. If you want to get money, you're going to have to invest in real estate.
It's important that you do that. But what made you bring, in that idea of flipping bricks, what made you bring your family in at this point and not earlier?
Well, my sons just graduated from college, so they've seen me selling real estate forever, you know. So I had to bring them in because some of the things that I've accumulated over time, they want some of those same things, and they knew that this was a way that they could get it. You know what I mean? So that's one of the reasons. My family also, like, they see the fruits of my labor, and that's really what I think drives them, like, oh, he can live this lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, and he sells real estate. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a lot of people go to college, and I don't knock it, my kids went, you know, and everything like that, but college is not for everybody. So I just think real estate is a way that people can spend $500 or $600 and get a real estate license versus spending $30,000 a year, whatever it may be, and you able from spending this $600 or $700 on this class, you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, I mean, that's easy math to me.
Listen, so you said they saw you having some of the things you have and living the lifestyle you had. In case you're tuning in late, Doug is currently in the Bahamas. So tell us what other fancy things you do with this lifestyle that you built by real estate.
Well, I'm going to tell you what catch most people's eyes, and I've been a fanatic since I was probably 14 years old. Cars. You know what I mean? So a lot of people see me drive nice cars, and that draws in a lot of young people, and those are actually the people that I'm trying to reach. So, I mean, like, I got a fleet of red cars, and they just eye-poppers, and when I'm out getting car washes or just seeing kids and stuff like that, like, they might be working at McDonald's, they might be working at the car wash, wherever. If I see them, and I carry my books, right? So I pull up and I'll be like, hey, you ever thought about selling real estate? No. And they so inspired, like, oh my God, like, that's an AMG Mercedes, or that's a brand new Corvette with the engine in the back, or that's an Audi, or that's a brand new truck, or whatever. They all read, and it just, like, it draws them. And that's when I can hit them with the, have you ever tried real estate? Go to my Instagram, and they see the success and they want it. So that's how I draw them in. Some people don't need that, but that's just who I am, and it draws me in. So my kids want the cars, they want the clothes, and they want it, you know, and I don't think it's nothing wrong with it. They do good stuff with it too, you know.
So Julia, that's what you was talking about, the personality, Julia.
Oh, you seeing it now?
I see it.
Right.
Yeah, you see it,
And that's a beautiful thing, you know. We're visual people, and people are attracted to visual activity. But Doug, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
You're growing this empire. You have your kids in. You have your wife in. Do you have an exit strategy at this point? Because I think that's important. Like, we do a lot of things and we make a lot of waves. As the young folks say, we have a lot of motion.
Right.
What's the exit strategy?
My exit strategy is actually real estate based also. So my goal for the next 10 years, we actually already own property. But my strategy for the next 10 years is I just want to accumulate multifamily homes. So the smallest may be 4-plex on up to maybe 8 and 12. And what I want to do is I want to do 55 and older. You know, I don't want anybody under 55. Most people over 55, they got that secured check they get to the mailbox every month. and they allocate that money strictly to that. You know, I want to have them ice cream socials every other Sunday. I want to bring them in and have movies maybe the first Friday every other month, you know, so they just, and the reason I'm saying this is because my wife's grandmother lived in a building like that, and those people were in there till they passed away, and they always paid on time. So I don't want to go the route. Now, that's another route you can go, you know, with using the Section 8, and you know your check is going to be there every month. That's fine. That's solid money too. But when you get into these multifamilies and renting and stuff, you want your stuff to be secured. You don't want to have to chase people for your rent. So I'm choosing the over 55 way. But that's my exit.
That's a good model. That's a good strategy. And I like that you're giving people something to do, you know, and some activities and some a life worth living, I call that.
Right.
But so this episode, again, I keep going back to it. It's called Building Success Brick by Brick.
Right.
And you talked about flipping houses as part of that. You talked about leaving a legacy, bringing your family in as part of that. You talked about your exit strategy being part of real estate. What else would you say, or what advice would you offer to somebody who's looking to build success or to basically walk in your shoes and do what you're doing?
I would say this. I'm going to give Keller Williams a big up right now, even though I'm not an agent with Keller Williams. If you're getting into the real estate business, you need to get with Keller Williams, because I believe in, like, some of my mentees, I sent them to Keller Williams. I literally do, because of their training program. They teach you and hold you accountable for what really needs to be done in this business. And you can go to a lot of places and pay them a lot of money. They're not going to give you the training, in my eyes, that Keller Williams give you. So it's like they already figured it out. You don't have to remake the wheel. So I would suggest you get your license. And if you're in Atlanta, you got to go to Barney Fletcher. They have broke this real estate school down to where it's like their book. It looks like cartoons and stuff like that in it, versus you go to other schools, it looks like a college course. So I would tell them to go to Barney Fletcher. And, you know, after that, go to Keller Williams and, you know, get so they can put your boots on. You know, that's even for my boys. You know, it's like they like, all right, Dad, now you got to go get your broker's license. And I never wanted to be a broker because I got so much other stuff going on. So it's like, no, we're probably going to, you know, go over to Keller Williams so you can, you know, get it together.
Look at Unc shaking his head. He says, no, you don't want all the, you don't want the problems. Huh?
You don't want that smoke. No, you don't want that smoke.
And I'm not knocking those guys. I got like the guy got 600 agents and 100 agents. Like, I'm rooting for them. But me, I'm flipping so much. I got TV shows going on and stuff like that. I'd rather do
what TV shows you on, Doug? Tell us about it.
Well, this is a TV show that we've been working on for a while. And it's going to consist of me, Real Estate Blondie, Young Jock, and also his wife, which is my preferred closing attorney, and also a couple called the Lancasters. Also, he's a retired veteran. He's still a young guy, though. He's out here flipping and stuff, driving Maybachs. And we're going to show y'all what it is, a lifestyle of flipping.
Yeah, when does that come out?
We actually got several different ways we can go right now. So I would definitely say near the end of the year, top of 2025, like, we're trying to see which way we're going to go. But it already's major stations looking. So it's a blessing.
I like that. That's better. Forget what was I watching last night? Selling Manhattan? No, forget Selling Manhattan. I'm trying to see what Doug and them doing.
You know what? Because we got to show them a different aspect. Like, I love those guys selling Manhattan, selling California, all of that. But guess what? The Art of Flipping Bricks is going to Atlanta. It's going to Florida. It's going to Miami, New York, all that too. So people can look at us and be inspired as well, that can't really resonate with those guys.
That's exactly correct. I love that.
Right.
I love that. And by the way, I love that show too, just in case he want to put us on it. Let me just say that. Let me just make sure I say right. We love that show. Look at Doug was like, I love that show.
Yeah.
Just in case you want to put us on
I
it.
Do. Yeah, I do love him. No shade. I ain't a hating bone in my body.
So Doug, I hear a television show. I hear flipping bricks. I hear flipping houses. I hear real estate sales. If you had to say, this is the place that I absolutely love and I could give up everything else, which area of real estate would you focus primarily on and just give up everything else? If you had to let everything go and keep one thing, which one would you keep?
Flipping. So I would keep the flipping. Why? I don't know. When you're a real estate agent, like, you know, it's funny. I don't know if your guys, if anybody watches boxing, but I was watching Tank Davis. He just won a huge fight. And they was asking him, hey, you won these belts. How's it feel? And he like, well, I only can celebrate for 1 second because I got to do it again. And I got to do it again. And I got to do it again. So, you know, I just feel like once I do something big, I got to do it again. That keeps me humble. And what was the question again? Right. I forgot it.
No, the question was, which one would you keep?
Oh yeah, I would keep.
And why?
Right, I would definitely keep the flipping, man. That's my passion. Okay. And people always ask me, like, even you asked my exit strategy. That's my exit strategy. Right. But, like, and I think I'll be through flipping when I'm about 90. As long as I'm breathing, I'm going to be flipping.
You got 50 more years, right?
No. My oldest son is 35.
Right.
So I started early. I started having children. Another thing for you guys, it don't matter where you started. I had my first son at 15 years old. You know, I didn't graduate high school to probably 22, something like that. And that was because I didn't want to get a GHG. What is it called?
GED.
I didn't want to get a GED because I just didn't get my I didn't get my diploma because I was late to too many classes. So I went and took those couple of classes after I started getting my life together and I just got my diploma. But I'm saying all that to say that anybody can make it and get to where I'm at. You just got to keep pushing.
Well, Doug, you want them to get to where you are or you want them to get past where you are?
I want to get past where I'm at. I'm trying to go to the moon.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
Well, Doug, listen, I know you got things to do. You got a wife to remarry. You got a dinner party to get you. Look like you dressed for the dinner party, too. You ready already.
I'm dressed for the show. It's so hot. I'm going to take this off as soon as I get out of here. I put this on for y'all. I wish y'all could see the whole. Hey.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Doug. Right. We appreciate you putting that on for us.
Right.
I appreciate it, Doug. Last thing, what is the one thing you would want to leave our listeners with today?
I would want to leave your listeners with this, and it's not redundant, but I want y'all, because we're talking about flipping, I definitely want y'all to go get that book. It might be 15 or 20 bucks. It'll be the best 15 or 20 bucks that you ever buy, because it's really going to teach you something. I took all the fluff out. It might be 100 pages, something like that. So I want to leave them with that. I also want to leave them with Chase Your Dreams. Like, I chased my dreams and I got this far. I never thought that I would be talking to you or selling and buying millions of dollars worth of property and stuff like that. Okay. But I'm an example that no matter what you're doing, if you dancing, if you hustling, if you working at McDonald's, like, you know, you can get here. So I'm here to inspire that. Also, if you want to see some of my inspiration, we got a YouTube page called Bricks and Blondie 95 on YouTube. And also, since we're talking about teaching people how to flip, I teach people how to flip for free on my actual Instagram. And my Instagram is at MRealEstate1. And trust me, I give so many gems on how to save dollars when you're flipping houses and stuff like that. And the last thing, we just also started a mentorship for real. And if you want to learn about that, you can go to bricksandblondie.org. You know, and we're giving great prices, teaching people how to flip. And, you know, I'm aiming for the less fortunate, the people that have been looked over, and the people who really don't think they can do it. That's who I aim, and that's why I made the book and did the book in layman's terms and didn't have no fluffs, because I'm really one of the guys out here that's really trying to help people. Because for me, it's past the money right now. It's really about helping people. That's where I get my blessings at.
Love that, Doug. Thank you for taking the time out of your trip in the Bahamas to speak with us.
Definitely.
You are exactly what this podcast is about. You've been a fabulous guest, and we appreciate you coming on today. For everybody else, thank y'all for joining us today for the episode of Color of Money Podcast. This one we call Building Success Brick by Brick with Doug Parson. Buy his book, go to his YouTube, check out his Instagram, and then y'all take care until next time.
Appreciate it. God bless.
Have a good one.
Follow the Color of Money podcast today and get notified when new episodes are released weekly.
Be part of this transformative listening experience.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.